From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voanews.id. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news, first the headlines. Indonesian frees 20 Indonesian online scams victims. Indonesia to adjust to the World Health Organization's decisions on COVID-19. I'm Rahma Wati, now the news in detail. The Indonesian government, through the Indonesian embassy in Yangon, Myanmar, and Bangkok, Thailand, succeeded in helping 20 Indonesian citizens victims of human trafficking in online scams to leave the conflict area in Miawadi, Myanmar. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs stated on the official website on Saturday, the Indonesian citizens who were rescued were then taken to Thai border. According to the ministry, this effort was carried out in two stages, on May 5th and May 6th. It was further stated that the Indonesian embassy in Bangkok's Indonesian Citizen Protection Team would bring the 20 Indonesian citizens to Bangkok. Meanwhile, for the repatriation process, the Indonesian embassy in Bangkok will coordinate with Thai authorities for permits for repatriation to Indonesia. The Indonesian government will adjust to the World Health Organization's or WHO's decision on ending the COVID-19 emergency status. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Cultural Affairs Muhajir Effendi stated on Saturday, following the announcement from WHO. He said the COVID-19 treatment procedures in Indonesia will be adjusted to the method of handling of common infectious diseases. However, despite the revocation of global emergency status, people will still need to exercise caution as the virus can still spread. The last national news comes from the National Police Chief Listio Sigit Prabowo, who has asked his ranks to ensure public convenience while securing the 42nd ASEAN Summit in Labuan Bajo, West Manggarai District, East Nusa Tenggara Province. He made the statement on Saturday in view of the route diversion and counterflow traffic engineering that the police plan to apply at several locations to ease transportation for heads of state of ASEAN nations as well as other invited delegates during the international event. Now we move to the international news. King Charles III was anointed and crowned on Saturday in Britain's biggest ceremonial event for 7 decades, a display of pomp and pageantry that sought to marry 1,000 years of history with a monarchy fit for a new era. The Archbishop of Canterbury, the spiritual leader of the Anglican Church, slowly placed the 360-year-old St. Edward's crown on Charles' head as he sat upon a 14th-century throne in Westminster Abbey during the historic and solemn two-hour service, which dates back to the time of William the Conqueror in 1066. Charles' second wife, Camilla, was also crowned queen. Moving on to Ukrainian Air Defense's Air Force that said on Saturday they had shot down a Russian hypersonic missile for the first time during an attack on the capital Kyiv this week. This was said to be a potentially major setback for the Kremlin's campaign of long-range air strikes. Thousands of people rallied on Saturday against a future nuclear-powered submarine base at Port Kembla in eastern Australia as part of the about $244 billion AUKUS defense pact with the United States and Britain. The second largest coal export port in New South Wales state is the Defense Department's preferred site for a new East Coast submarine base, according to state broadcaster ABC. We end the news with Alberta in Canada on Saturday declared a provincial state of emergency after tens of thousands of Albertans have been forced to evacuate their homes as unprecedented wildfires rage on in Alberta, Canada. Premier Danielle Smith, head of the ruling United Conservative Party, said at a press conference on Saturday at 5 p.m. local time, more than 24,000 Albertans had been evacuated from their homes, with 110 active wildfires across the province and 36 out of control. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This week's spotlight is on receiving the visit of the U.S. Congress. President Joko Widodo discusses equal partnership and economic cooperation. Indonesian President Joko Widodo received a visit from 8 members of the U.S. Congress on Wednesday, May the 3rd, at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta. During the meeting, the head of state and members of the Congress discussed a number of issues, one of which was related to the importance of increasing equal partnerships between the two countries. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, after accompanying the president in the meeting, said that Indonesian President Joko Widodo emphasized the importance of partnerships based on equality and resulted in win-win cooperation. According to him, this has received support from both sides. In addition, the meeting also discussed the importance of conducting a limited free trade agreement between Indonesia and the United States in the near future. According to Retno Marsudi, Indonesia has conveyed its readiness to start discussing this agreement. She added that President Joko Widodo also expressed his appreciation for the U.S. support for Indonesia's chairmanship in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN. According to him, Indonesia really appreciates the support of the United States as an important partner for ASEAN. Indonesia also hopes that the United States will continue to provide support for the implementation of the ASEAN outlook in the Pacific. Furthermore, Retno Marsudi said during the meeting, President Joko Widodo also stressed the importance of the issue of market access and non-discriminatory treatment of Indonesian export goods to the United States. Not only that, the president also conveyed Indonesia's strong determination to develop the downstream industry and to become part of the supply chain of the United States and the world. Retno Marsudi explained, President Joko Widodo also hoped that the GSP or Generalized System of Preferences facility would receive support to be continued for Indonesia. In addition to Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, during the meeting with the American congressman, President Joko Widodo was also accompanied by the coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan. Meanwhile, the U.S. congressional delegates were accompanied by the U.S. Ambassador to the Republic of Indonesia, Sung Wai Kim. That was Spotlight of the Week.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
Begin today in history with May the 7th, 1919, the birth of Eva Peron. Eva Peron, also known as Evita Peron, is the wife of Juan Peron, president of Argentina. There is confusion regarding her birthday. Quoting Compass.com, referring to a birth certificate issued by the Junin government, Maria Eva Duarte was born on May the 7th, 1922, near the remote town of Los Toldos, Argentina, about 150 miles west of Buenos Aires. However, if you look at the baptism certificate, her name is Eva Maria Ibarcuren and was born on May the 7th, 1919, or 3 years earlier. The action of the First Lady will always be remembered. One of them is because Eva is known as a figure who is close to her people. She originally worked as a film star and began to get close and involved in the world of politics since helping her husband, Juan Perón, in the campaign and paved the way for the seat of President of Argentina. Eva Perón was also asked as the spiritual leader of Argentina for a fairly short period, namely May the 7th to July 26th, 1952. She is also served as Minister of Health from June 4, 1946 to July 26, 1952. Turning to May 7, 1949, the Roemrooyen Agreement. The Roemrooyen Agreement is an agreement between Indonesia and the Netherlands on April 14, 1949, but signed on May 7, 1949 at the Sand Hotel Jakarta. The name of the agreement was taken from the two delegation leaders, Mohammad Roem from Indonesia and Herman van Rooyen from the Netherlands. The meeting of the Indonesian and Dutch delegation aimed to resolve several issues regarding Indonesian independence before the roundtable conference in The Hague in the same year. I'll end today in history with May the 7th, 1992, Endeavour Space Shuttle launch. Endeavour is one of three space shuttles still operating in the fleet of NASA, the U.S. Space Agency. The other two spaceships are Discovery and Atlantis. Endeavour was built to replace the Challenger that was destroyed in a crash in 1986. Endeavour is the fifth and final spacecraft built by NASA. After about 19 years of operation, the Space Shuttle Endeavour finally completed its final flight on June 1, 2011. That was today in history.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Hitoshi Sugio in Japan. He was listening to our broadcast in French programs on March 4, 2023 through frequency 3325 kHz. In his letter, he also enclosed two IRCs. Hello, Mr. Sugio. Thank you for your letter. My friend from the French section will reply to your letter. Please be patient and wait for the reply. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song for you. Enjoy.
Menjadi ku selalu di sini. Masih milikmu.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia's song Glorious to become the official anthem of the U20 World Cup. Though not as a participating team, Indonesia will still be present at the 2023 U20 World Cup, which will be held in Argentina from May the 20th to June the 11th. Glorious, a song written and sung by Indonesian singers and musicians, has been said to become the official anthem of the U20 World Cup. Actually hosting the event for Argentina was like a windfall, considering the revocation of Indonesia host status by FIFA after the polemic over the presence of the Israeli team. Moreover, the Argentina team in fact did not qualify for the U20 World Cup. On the FIFA World Cup Instagram account, FIFA announced that a song titled Glorious will still be on the soundtrack for the 2023 U20 World Cup. The song is sung by Indonesian popular singers Leodra, Tiara Andini, and the Virginius Group. The full song will be officially released on May the 12th only on FIFA. Previously, the song Glorious was deleted by FIFA following the cancellation of Indonesia as host for the 2023 U20 World Cup some time ago. Of course, it made Reza Arab and other artists involved in composing the song feel disappointed. However, after 1 month has passed, FIFA, which is the organizer of the 2023 U20 World Cup, decided that the song Glorious will remain on the soundtrack for the 2023 U20 World Cup to be held in Argentina. At the uploaded stories on the official FIFA Instagram account, namely at a FIFA World Cup, there is a snippet of the Glorious song MV posted. It features young Indonesian singers, namely Leodra Ginting, Tiara Andini, Ziva Magnolia, Reza Arab, and his Weird Genius members. Even though Indonesia failed to become the organizer of the U20 World Cup, with FIFA's statement that it still uses the Glorious song as the official soundtrack song, at least Indonesia's name still exists and is present at the U20 World Cup. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Kalab Abbas in Pakistan, who is always monitoring our broadcast. Hello, Mr. Abbas. How are you today? I hope you're listening to your favorite segment, Listener's Mailbag. Thank you for your compliment. You said that reception of our broadcast is exceptionally 100% satisfactory. Thank you for the compliment. Well, listener, wherever you are, if you listen to VOI broadcast but a lot of interference and noise, to overcome the problems, I suggest you use RRI Playgo application. Just type RRI Playgo on your Play Store or App Store on your smartphone, download it, then select logo VOI. You can watch our live streaming. If you miss it, you can watch the review below. So you can listen to VOI without interference or noise. What are you waiting for? Just download RRI Playgo mobile app.
Dalam kehidupan kini yang membingungkan.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is on Curug Lewili Ciung in Bogor. Curug Lewiliung, also known as Cibaliung, is located not far from Jakarta in the central area Bogor, precisely in Ciberum, Cibadak Village, Sukamakmur District. This waterfall is in the middle of the countryside with green trees and village houses. The natural beauty as well as green plants around the waterfall make the air temperature in Curug Lewiliung cool and fresh. To enjoy the beauty of this waterfall, visitors must pay 15,000 rupiah per person or around $1, while for parking is 20,000 to 30,000 rupiah. At the Lewiliung waterfall, visitors will be spoiled with views of mini waterfall which has a natural pool flanked by uniquely shaped rocks. Because the water is very clear and the colors are charming, diving to the bottom of the pool or swimming is the most popular activity. To get to the location of Lewiliung Waterfall, which is not far from Jakarta, is quite easy. If you are using a car, you have to enter the Jagorawi Toll Road and exit the Sentul City Toll Road. After that, you still have to walk a pretty long distance to the location of the Lewiliung Waterfall. Therefore, you must have prime condition because the path that will be traversed requires extraordinary energy. After arriving at Curug Lewiliung, the beautiful and fresh nature is guaranteed to calm you down and relieve fatigue and boredom from daily activities. That was Indonesian Wonder today.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment, listeners' mailbag, I announce that VOI International Quiz 2023 is back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is in the form of essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority destinations, namely Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you're interested in and write an essay with a length of 700 to 800 words, font Arial 12. Then make a recording of it. with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10 to August 20, 2023. For those selected as the winners, one participant for each language service will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on September 11, 2023, which is the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id.
Hari ini, esok, lusa, dan selamanya hanya ada kau di hati. Kau buatku serasa hidup dalam mimpi. Meski terjaga, tak ada setitik ragu hadir mengajakku pindah ke lain hati. Bersamamu hingga bumi tak bermentari, padamu ku berjanji. Oh, semerbak kasih kita mewangi selamanya. Harum abadi lestari asmara.
Kita menua bersama hingga putih hitam.
the third song of the day from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
This miscellany is on the 2023 Ubud Culinary Festival emphasizes the importance of soil conservation. The Ubud Culinary Festival, or also known as Ubud Food Festival, UFF, 2023 will be held in Gianyar Regency, Bali from June the 30th to July the 2nd. This activity carries the importance of soil conservation, which is one of the sources of life, according to the main theme at the annual international event. UFF founder Jeanette Adenif explained it promotes education on food technology, sustainable practices, and the latest soil protection methods. This activity will present a chef who will cook with the latest innovations with precise taste. This year, UFF again presents a number of chefs from Southeast Asia, including Johan Si from the Philippines, who was named the Best Asian Female Chef from Asia's 50 Best Restaurants Institution. Then, chef and Indonesian food writer Patty Pandian Elliot, who is known for her creations of Manado-Nese specialties and other Indonesian dishes. In addition, there will be LG Han from Singapore, Hans Christians from Jakarta, Rosa Magnaya from the Philippines, and Italian food researcher Gabriel Castagnetti. Meanwhile, from Bali, E.E. Gede Agung Wedatama plans to lead a discussion on organic farming and soil conservation. Apart from cooking demonstrations and discussions, there will be also cooking classes, workshops, food tours, activities to supply food from the forest, walking tours and cocktail parties to enjoy the best food stalls in Bali, accompanied by film and music screenings. UFF was first launched in 2015 by the Mudra Swari Saraswati Foundation, bringing Indonesian culinary tradition to the world stage. Not only that, this festival also helps talents in the Indonesian culinary industry to improve skills and increase networks. That was Miscellany.
Di dalam dirimu, sana.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a song from OK. OK is a duo formed by Nico Al-Hakim, aka Okin, consisting of Okin and K. The duo group released their debut single with the pop genre on February 3, 2022. Last April, they covered a song called Possessive, which was previously popularized by a band Naif in 2000s. Okin didn't expect that the song, which OK often perform on stage before their professional debut, would now be able to release it with a new version with the approval of the songwriter, Frankie Idrasmoro, aka Pepeng. In the song-making process, Possessive, OK was also assisted by Rayendra Sunito as producer, arranger, drummer, as well as for the mixing process. Then there is Adrian Rahmat Purwanto on piano and synth, Devinza Kendranata on AC and E guitars, and Dimas Pradipta for the mastering process. Well, listener, this is the OK's version of Possessive. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you so much for listening to our English program for an hour on voinews.id, at a replay Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kilohertz. If you have any feedback for our program, just send it to our email, voi@voinews.id, voi@voinews.id, or send a direct message, mention us on social media, on Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, Instagram, @voi_official. Follow us on TikTok as well, @voi_official, and our YouTube channel, voiofficial. Or the easiest and fastest way, just send a message to our WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. That's a wrap. Today's English program from Voice of Indonesia. I'm Rahma signing out, and enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.